Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I'm Ian Robert Polignano, P-U-L-I-G-N-A-N-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Polignano. I described in my reports of 10-22-21, 2-7-18, and 1-26-15, period. He is now a 58-year-old male who recalls he was injured at work in November of 2013. Pretty slipped and fell on a flatbed tow truck. Pretty as a result, he believes he injured his left knee and left shoulder and went to the emergency room at Tom's River later that spring. Pretty had further evaluation leading to knee surgery on his left knee. Period. This underwent meniscectomy. Period. About 2 years ago, he received injections to the left knee with viscous supplementation. Period. Indicates that this helped a lot, but is now wearing off. Period. He denies any previous injuries or problems to the involved areas. Period. He states that 2 years ago, he slipped and fell and tore the meniscus on his right knee in July of 2022. Period. He did not undergo any surgery at that time. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 11-27-18. Period. This was for 35% of partial total, allocated approximately 47.5% of the leg, and 10% for partial total for injuries to the neck and shoulder. For residuals of chronic cervical strain, cervical radiculopathy, C3-4 herniated disc, right shoulder impingement, traumatic, left knee, partial meniscectomies, partial lateral meniscectomy, multiple chondroplasties, medial femoral condyle, lateral femoral condyle, lateral tibial plateau, patellar facet, and removal of multiple foreign bodies. Paired respondent was to receive an Abdullah credit of 40% of the leg. Paired, he has now reopened his claim for review or modification of that award. Paired, the paragraph, additional medical records show he was seen by Dr. Seckler, S-E-C-K-L-E-R, on 1-11-22 for a need for treatment evaluation. Period. He had been following Mr. Polignano for his left knee since 2016. Period. He actually had performed arthroscopic surgery on the left knee for a torn meniscus in 2017. Period. At that time, it was noted he had osteoarthritis and was going to need a knee replacement. Period. Nothing has changed. Period. He presents today stating he has pain in the knee, especially after a long day on his feet, going up and down. Period. He did not report any other surgeries, but Dr. Seckler was aware he had two knee arthroscopies in the past. Period. He wrote the petitioner was clearly an unreliable individual, poor historian, so he was not exactly sure what exists. Period. X-rays of the left knee show tricompartmental disease, most pronounced at the patellofemoral articulation, and skin without change. Period. The diagnosis rendered was left knee osteoarthritis, for which they discussed treatment options. Period. However, he felt knee replacement was not indicated at that time. Period. They could offer him viscous supplementation injections, which are not a cure, but will buy him time, comfort, and function. Period. As the knee deteriorates, which is what it does with osteoarthritis, the gel shots will not be effective anymore, and at that point, he will be a candidate for knee replacement. Period. He returned to Dr. Seckler on 2-22-22. for the first of three viscosupplementation injections to the left knee. Period, a series of such injections were administered. Period. On 10/13/22, he was seen by another orthopedist named Dr. Green for right knee pain and right ankle pain. Period. He reported he injured the right knee and ankle while getting on a sweeper truck on 10/1/22 and had difficulty ever since. Period. He denies any previous history of injury to this extremity but complained of right knee and ankle pain. Period. He was diffusely tender at the lateral leg. Period. X-rays showed an old healed fibular fracture. Period. Dr. Green diagnosed instability of the right ankle joint and acute pain of the right knee. Period. He recommended physical therapy and imaging. Period. He returned to Dr. Green on 10/26/22 and was improving very slowly. Brady took himself out of his boot 1 week ago. Period. His gait and station is antalgic. Period. He was ambulatory but has instability to anterior jaw testing and weakness and requires stabilization. Period. Additional therapy was also ordered. Period. Corticosteroid injection was instilled to the right knee. Period. New paragraph. An MRI of the right knee was done on 11/21/22. Period. Showed torn menisci, comma, increased signal and thickening of the anterior and posterior cruciate ligaments may relate to sprain, comma, large joint effusion, comma, tricompartmental osteoarthritis, which is most severe within the medial femoral tibial compartment where there are regions of full thickness cartilage loss. Period. Dr. Green reviewed these results with him on 11/30/22. Period. He was still having difficulty at the knee, but his ankle was doing well. Period. Dr. Green recommended surgical intervention. Period. I'm not in receipt of his operative report. Period. He saw Dr. Green 3/12/5/22 when he was to follow up after surgery. Period. However, I'm not in receipt of any follow-up progress notes. Period. Physical exam. New paragraph. On our records list, it refers to surgery done on 12/6/22 and 12/27/22, but I cannot find those operative reports. Period. At the 12/5/22 visit, the plan was to perform right knee arthroscopy with partial median meniscectomy and tricompartmental synovectomy. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he wore a sweatshirt and rolled up his sleeves. Period. Left shoulder abduction was to 120 degrees with complaints of severe tenderness. Period. External rotation was to 70 degrees with tenderness. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Extremities lower inspection revealed a healed round 1.5-inch diameter scar about the right lateral hip that he attributed to a spider bite. Period. There was a suggestion of swelling about the right knee. Period. There were venous stasis changes bilaterally. Period. He had healed portal scarring about the left knee. Period. The left knee felt cooler than the right. Period. He did wear sneakers and shorts. Period. Motion of the right knee was from 0 to 120 degrees without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the left knee was full with marked crepitus and tenderness. Paired motion of the hips and ankles was full in all spheres with a crepitus or tenderness. Paired knee maneuvers with varus stress, he complained of tenderness in the right knee, but this was negative on the left or with valgus maneuvers. Paired spine cervical. Active extension was 45 degrees, come out rotation right, 55 degrees, and left to 45 degrees, with left rotation to 40 degrees. Paired right rotation and flexion were full. Thoracic, normal macro, lumbar sacral, he ambulated with a broad-based gait, but did not use a handheld assisted device. Paired was able to stand on his heels and toes. Paired changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 75 degrees. Paired supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right. At 80 degrees, he elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Paired new paragraph, he added that he had a fractured left femur as a child, but he also previously fractured his right ankle but did not receive treatment for it. Paired alleges he recently injured that same ankle. Period and impressions. Robert Polignano alleges to have been injured at work as marked in my prior report. Period since his evaluation here, he reopened his claim seeking further benefits. Period he was seen first by Dr. Seckler and then Dr. Green. Period it was anticipated he would undergo right knee surgery. Period. He did have an MRI on the right knee, as noted above. Period. He did accept viscosupplementation injections to the knee. Period. Knee paragraph. The current exam found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the right knee. Period. There was marked crepitus about the left knee. Period. He had pain in the right knee with varus stress. Period. Other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had decreased range of motion about the left shoulder as well. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency are unchanged. With respect to the neck and shoulder, period, I will double check if there's any increase for his supposed additional knee surgery. Period. End.